Hi, my name is Sunil Kamath, and I'm the principal PM manager in the Azure SQL engineering team. And today I'm going to talk about how to develop an intelligent analytics app, the Azure Database for PostgreSQL. What is an Azure Database for PostgreSQL? As you know, PostgreSQL is the most popular open source relational database engine. An Azure Database for PostgreSQL provides a fully managed service with the PostgreSQL engine that enables you to focus on your app. With the service, you're able to provision in minutes, and it has the built-in high availability. You can scale performance on the fly within seconds. The data in the database, including backups and logs, are secure and encrypted by default, both at rest and in motion. Further, the service provides automatic backups that you could use to recover to any point up to 35 days. And the best of all, it's using the community version of PostgreSQL, which means existing drivers, tools, libraries, all work seamlessly against the Azure PostgreSQL service. Now, today I'm going to talk about how to go build an intelligent app, as I said earlier. So here I'm going to develop an intelligent stock prediction app and using PostgreSQL as my system of records. Let me just quickly walk through the architecture of the demo. So the application is going to use the Twitter tweets to predict what the future value of that stock is going to be the following day. So it's an application that is written in C#, and I'm selecting the top 3,000 investors that I'm closely tracking and their tweets and ingesting into my Azure Database for PostgreSQL. And I'm ingesting these tweets through the NPG SQL driver, which is the open source driver for .NET application. Then I'm going to take these tweets, pass it on to the Cortana Intelligence Suite to calculate the sentiment score for each of the tweets. I'm also going to ingest Google Finance data, which has all the market highs, lows, volume, and all of that historical data, and ingest into the PostgreSQL database. Now, I'm also going to run some machine learning algorithms to train my predictive models with all these historical data coming from Google Finance and also the previous historical sentiment scores for the tweets. And after I completed my training experiment, I'm going to choose the one that I like and make it my predictive model. That then is used to project the future value of the stock the following day. And then I also want to visualize that data through Power BI. Now, as you see, with PostgreSQL as the center system of records, I'm going to demonstrate how you can integrate with the other Azure analytical services like Cortana Intelligence Suite or Machine Learning, Azure Machine Learning Studio, and visualize that through Power BI. With that, let's go and do the demo and look at all the different pieces and the code and how to make and how I've gotten it to stitch together and make it work. All right, for this demo, I have created a stock classification server, which is based off Azure Database for PostgreSQL. You see the server name, the StockDB user as a server admin. It's created with basic 100 compute units. Now, let's go back to Visual Studio Code. And here I'm going to walk you through the C# program that is calling the tweet Envy API to extract the tweets from the 3,000 investors that I was talking about. Let's go visualize the results through by connecting my IPG admin. So here you see my IPG admin, I'm connected to the stock classification database, and I've ingested the tweets into the table Twitter users. And now if I project the username and last tweet ID, you see all the tweets from the 3,000 investors that are in the PostgreSQL database. Now, how did I make that happen? Basically by connecting and having a C# program that with the connection string and ingesting the tweets into my PostgreSQL database. So as you can see, we are using the NPG SQL driver to connect the .NET application, which is the C# application, to my PostgreSQL database. Now, once I've added the tweets to my database, I'm going to take these tweets, and this is the C# program that is going to pass those tweets to the Cortana Intelligence Suite and get the sentiment score for each of these tweets. Now, this is the URL and the key to connect to the Cortana Intelligent Suite, which is basically calling the Text Analytics API. Now let's go and query the database, which has the sentiment score for each of the tweets that were ingested. Now you see, you have the tweet ID, the tweet text, and the corresponding sentiment score that the Text Analytics API has computed based on the parsing of the tweet. And this is the C# program that is essentially connecting again to the PostgreSQL database and inserting the sentiment score for each of those tweets. The next C# program is downloading the Google finance data, that is the stock high, low, volume, etc., and ingesting into the PostgreSQL database. Let's query the Google finance data that has already been ingested into the database. Now you see, you have the open price, the close price, the high price, the day, the trading date, the volume, and all of that information now from Google Finance data ingested into my PostgreSQL database. Now I'm going to use this historical financial data that I've downloaded from Google and ingested into the PostgreSQL database and the sentiment score and call Machine Learning Studio to essentially predict the future value of that stock the following day. So this is the URL and the key to connect to the Azure Machine Learning Studio predictive model that will then give me the future value of the stock for the subsequent day. Let me show you how it looks by executing the following query. Now you see the predicted value for Microsoft stock for the next day is 84.47 based on the sentiment score and the historical financial data that this machine learning model has used to predict the outcome. Now, once I have this all done, I want to visualize this data through Power BI. Let's see how you go about doing that. So I have a Power BI desktop open, and all I have to do is get data, select database, select my Postgres database, enter the server name, it's downloading all the models, let's select the models, let's load it. Okay, now let's project the values, the predicted price, and let's also add filters on the ticker name. Now you see I have all the Twitter names here, so I can select Microsoft and I see the predicted price for the stock, including in the end what the next predicted value is. Now I can project this using any one of the visualization types, bar graph, pie chart, whatever, what have you. Now as you just saw, building intelligent apps with PostgreSQL has never been easier. And you can now have the full integrated capabilities of Azure that is now allowing you to build rich apps. To recap, this Azure database for PostgreSQL also provides you with many other managed service benefits, be it being it monitoring and alerting, or troubleshooting, or even automatic patching of your minor versions, plus over 32 PostgreSQL extensions that are enabled for you to build rich applications. And although I demonstrated my application or intelligent app using .NET, you could be one of any language developers, be it Node, Java, Ruby, Python, etc. Or you could be using any of the existing frameworks. Now, all of these can run seamlessly using the Azure database for PostgreSQL. And you saw how easy and richly it's integrated with other Azure services as well. To end, please engage with us on one of the following forums. You can follow us on Twitter, you can ask questions on MSDN, Stack Overflow, User Voice, and also you can engage with us on our GitHub. Thank you.